morning. 7:09 and about 63. We got a high of 68 today. This rain, thunderstorm crap going to be breaking out in the afternoon. It's actually not going to get humid. It's going to be pretty nice. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler. Low of 48. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, TMZ claims ABC is moving ahead with a new Roseanne show without Roseanne Barr. They say an announcement is imminent and might even come this week. It's still unclear how it's going to work, but like the previous rumors, they say it could focus on Sarah Gilbert's character, Darlene. There's no official comment from anyone involved with the show. Sarah did address the cancellation on The Talk yesterday. You know that horrible TV show. It wasn't anything earth-shattering, though. She said she's proud of the show and sad to see it end this way, but she stands behind ABC's decision. The fact that they rebooted the show anyways, and they brought back both Beckys, that's the problem with so much of our entertainment, is God forbid we try something new. No, let's bring back the same recycled garbage that we've had for years. Like, the show ended. It had an ending. Why bring it back? It's the same thing they did with Kevin Can Wait, you know, the Kevin James TV show. It's basically the King of Queens. And then the lady that they had, they didn't like. People weren't liking it. So they killed her off and brought back what's-her-face, Leah Remini, his wife from the King of... It's basically the King of Queens now. Because we, God forbid, we do anything original. I don't know. It's just, get rid of the show. Who cares? How about we do something new? Let's put some money into some new stuff or bring back some canceled shows that were actually good and new. All right, I'm off my soapbox now. Well, I sure hope this is true, because if eating pizza is actually a healthy habit, then I'm basically Thighmaster era Susan Summers. I'm gonna say that right now, all right? Suzanne Summers, Thighmaster era, that's how healthy I am. A team of scientists and chefs in Italy say they developed a pizza that can help prevent cancer and heart disease. All right, the pizza is made with wheat flour dough and uses a lot of cherry tomatoes, broccoli, olives, garlic, chilies as toppings. They also use a lot of olive oil. Now, you probably noticed there are three ingredients they didn't mention. All right, cheese, sauce, or meat. The good stuff. It doesn't include any of those. It also doesn't include pineapple. So sorry to all the people who are passionate to defend that. But the team says that if you eat the pizza a few times a week, the ingredients can help reduce your odds of developing cancer. Of course, it's not a guarantee, but it seems like there's no real downside to giving it a shot, because best case scenario, no cancer. Worst case scenario, you just ate a bunch of pizza. I don't know, man. Why can't they have a study where it says drinking whiskey and beer and eating fatty foods and bacon grease is healthy for you? I'll be happy about that. That's the science I need in my life. Lastly, bad news for guys with beards. Despite the popular social media trend of bearded guys taking selfies, beards are not really that popular with women. In fact, according to a new survey, 43% of women said they would not sleep with the man with the beard. Here's the thing, though. I think this is conflicting, or there's conflicting studies of this, because a lot of women like masculine men. And a beard is a huge sign of masculinity. However, we've kind of ruined it with these hipster trends of, you know, like very manicured beards. And you got the curly, roly mustache. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but maybe we've taken it too far. You know, hell, there was a glitter beard trend for a while. Yeah, guys were putting glitter in their beards. You don't deserve to have a beard if you put glitter in it. All right? Just let it go. Let it be manly, okay? Then maybe the chicks will come crawling. Or shave your face. Maybe you'll get your willy wet for once. I don't know. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?